Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Arcata Police Department responded to a report on Monday morning of a stabbing victim near the intersection of 12th and H Street. Officers arrived on scene and found a white male adult lying in the road who had been stabbed. The man was not breathing and was transported to Mad River Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating the identity of a dead man found floating in the Pacific Ocean near Highway 1 in Gualala. Recreational divers were swimming in the ocean when they located the deceased man. Various law enforcement agencies arrived to recover the body, including a fish and wildlife warden who swam out to the deceased and pulled him to the shore. Due to the height and steepness of the nearby cliff, the body was airlifted by a Sonoma County Sheriff helicopter onto the roadway. Authorities believe the deceased was in the water for more than a few days. The investigation is still ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Caltrans will close down the Avenue of the Giants beginning Monday, December 2nd through Friday, December 13th, so that work to replace a broken water pipeline that services the Wyot Community Services District can be done. Visitors will still have access to Redwood State Park, and businesses in Wyot and Myers Flat will still be accessible. A detour around the worksite utilizing Highway 101 will be available. The emergency repair project will replace pipes broken in what is suspected to be a water theft incident in which tens of thousands of gallons of water were stolen from the Wyot system, leading to pressure changes and damaged pipelines. If you have any questions, contact Caltrans. The Sheriff's Office is looking for three suspects in connection with a home invasion robbery on Saturday in the 4000 block of Union Street in Eureka. The three armed suspects broke into the 32-year-old victim's home, wrapped the victim's legs, ankles, and hands with duct tape, and stole cash, 99 marijuana plants, electronic items, and the victim's black Toyota 4Runner. Deputies later recovered the stolen property at a residence in the 1200 block of I Street. They also recovered the stolen 4Runner on Sunday. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In an effort to better plan for both short-term and long-term risks, the Board of Supervisors is expected to approve the County Hazard Mitigation Plan at its December 10th meeting. The plan, which still needs the approval of state and federal regulatory agencies, will serve as a coordinating document for 32 partners for the next 5 years. It assesses the region's risk for hazards such as earthquakes, floods, tsunamis, and wildfires, and is aimed at reducing the risk to life and property. Getting the plan approved by the state and the feds is key to being approved for grant funding to reduce risks, as has been done by the Humboldt Municipal Water District in the city of Fortuna. You can view the plan at the county website, and for more information, contact the county clerk's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State residents who own property in what are now described as state responsibility areas pay an annual $150 fee for fire prevention and fire protection. There is a discount for property owners who also pay a fee for local fire protection, and the annual bill is only $115. That number is about to go up because one of the provisions of the fire fee is that it adjusts for inflation. That means $2.33 will be added in 2014. Supervisors Mark Lovelace, along with the entire Board of Supervisors, opposed the fire fee from its inception.
At this point, there's still $26 million left unspent that's been raised from the existing fee. And now, as it starts adjusting for inflation, people are going to see their bills actually going up, even with that money sitting there.
Despite any good reasons, the fee was approved. Those who have to pay it call it another unfair tax, and Lovelace thinks the bill should be reworked.
This fee was put in place at a time when the state was in a really, really serious budget deficit. It was trying to address that by taking it out of the general fund and providing a dedicated funding source. Now the state is expected to have a $2.4 billion budget surplus by the end of this year. And so that's a very different circumstance. So hopefully that changed circumstance will give us an opportunity to revisit this and try to get the fee off of the backs of people that are already paying for fire protection.
None of the money from the fee goes to local fire protection districts. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.